This is Senator Al Simpson. The moving movie, A Wonderful Life, was quite wonderful in black and white. But what happens to it when it's artificially colored? Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, last week a major cable television station aired the classic movie Casablanca in color. It was colorized to expand the TV audience and make money, but some important legal rights for artists are at stake here, too. You introduced legislation last year to allow painters and sculptors to disown their own artworks that had been distorted or mutilated by their purchasers. I'm certain we'll be considering your bill again next year. And will you then give movie directors the opportunity to be heard on this one? If we're going to give artists the right to disclaim and sue on their altered works, then movie directors certainly are entitled to the same right. If not, the greedy producers will start churning out those black and white classics after hollering at their art department pals, "Paint it again, Sam."
Here's looking at you, Al. You're right on today. The United States is notorious for the shabby way we treat our artists, and Exhibit A is the crass commercialization of famous black and white films by colorizing them for TV. It's wrong to tamper with great works of art. Just because it's done for profit, or because couch potatoes watch anything on TV doesn't make it right, you might as well put a mustache on the Mona Lisa or paint the Statue of Liberty red, white, and blue. Other countries defend their artistic heritage by granting protection to painters and sculptors against mutilation of their works of art. Purchasers can buy or sell a work. They can display or not display it. What they can't do is modify it. Colorization is especially insulting, Al, because it's done by computers. It's a high-tech trick of painting by the numbers. It shows contempt for our best artists and best films, and Congress ought to stop it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the high U.S. rate for children in poverty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.